sun as a star. Spectroscopic observations of the line of sight velocity of a solar eruption on October 28, 2021, by Yu Zhu et al. The propagation direction and true velocity of a solar coronal mass ejection, which are among the most decisive factors for its geo-effectiveness, are difficult to determine through single-perspective imaging observations. Here we show that sun as a star spectroscopic observations, together with imaging observations, could allow us to solve this problem. Using observations of the extreme ultraviolet variability experiment on board the Solar Dynamics Observatory, we found clear blue shifted secondary emission components in extreme ultraviolet spectral lines during a solar eruption on October 28, 2021. From simultaneous imaging observations, we found that the secondary components are caused by a mass ejection from the flare site. We estimated the line of sight, loss, velocity of the ejector from both the double Gaussian fitting method and the red-blue asymmetry analysis. The results of both methods agree well with each other, giving an average loss velocity of the plasma of approximately 423 km s1. From the 304 image series taken by the extreme ultraviolet imager on board the Solar Terrestrial Relation Observatory A, Stereo A, spacecraft, we estimated the plane of sky, POS, velocity from the Stereo A viewpoint to be around 587 km s1. The full velocity of the bulk motion of the ejector was then computed by combining the imaging and spectroscopic observations, which turns out to be around 596 km s1 with an angle of 42.4 carat to the west of the Sun-Earth line and 16.0 carat south to the ecliptic plane. This was sun as a star spectroscopic observations of the line of sight velocity of a solar eruption on October 28, 2021, by Yu Zhu et al.